A hurricane season information session turned into a campaign appearance Monday morning as Governor Rick Scott and other officials addressed the media at the Escambia County Emergency Management Center. WUWF's Bob Barrett was there.
Hopefully we won't have a hurricane, but 3 days of food, 3 days of water.
Governor Rick Scott was back in Pensacola Monday with members of the state emergency management team and the National Guard to talk about hurricane preparedness. Nothing new was said, just reinforcement of the basic message from the governor.
The most important thing is for everybody to get prepared.
Also from the director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Brian Kuhn.
We've done our part to make sure that government and our partners are ready for hurricane season. Now we want to make sure that all Floridians are ready for hurricane season as well.
Also, Major General Emmett Titshaw of the Florida National Guard.
Our real mission is to minimize complacency and maximize readiness. You maximize readiness by having a plan and encouraging all the citizens of Florida to have a plan.
And Florida Representative Mike Hill.
So we have shown that we can respond very quickly when a disaster hits. However, it's going to require you to be prepared so that we can minimize what is going to take to recover from the disaster.
And Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward.
Let's be prepared. Prepare for the worst. Expect the best.
After the prepared remarks, the governor did take some questions from the press. He was asked to explain the lawsuit he announced last week against the Department of Veterans Affairs.
As soon as I started hearing the stories that our veterans were dying, being treated poorly in our facilities, I said we ought to do an inspection of those facilities. We have a state agency, the Agency for Healthcare Administration, that does that. All of our other facilities. So we sent the men to do it. They were turned away. I was shocked. They were turned away. Then we heard that they had a secret wait list in Gainesville. Again, we sent them to do inspection. They were turned away. So, and we just hear story after story after story, and veterans are calling me and telling me their stories. So now we're going to establish our right to go and do these inspections. We're going to make sure our veterans get good health care. They deserve good health care. They've defended our freedom. And so I'm going to do everything I can and in my power to make sure they get great quality health care.
The governor also talked about the budget.
I signed the budget this morning. We'll be releasing it today. It's a budget that the most important thing is we cut $500 million in taxes. I looked at every line to say, are we getting a return for the taxpayers? Is it good for our citizens? But what's exciting is now we have a better economy. So the people are moving to our state. There's new jobs. Companies are moving to our state, you know, big and small. So it's a great time to be in Florida. Tourism is up. Jobs and ports are up. It's an exciting time to live in the great state of Florida.
But overall, the main message of the briefing was...
I want everybody to make sure that we get ready and knock on wood, say a few prayers. We won't have any landfalls in the great state of Florida. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bob Barrett, WUWF News.